This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Well, Daniel, thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So what we're seeing on the news are really these pictures of high water levels, people, volunteers, community members helping each other get out of flood situations as best they can. What are you seeing in Brisbane in the work that you're doing at the moment?
Yeah, so what we're seeing now is exactly what you described, the very high water levels on the houses. Have for the most part gone down at this point, and it's just left, you know, houses that had just been completely inundated by water, and, you know, all of the possessions and everything inside the house has just been, contaminated with this flood water. So people are having to pull and strip all of that stuff out of their house, creating big piles of debris and stuff on the streets. And really just trying to go through and save what they can and then just try to get the rest out so that they can get their house safe to live in again.
And is it possible to live in a house again that has been so affected by flood, or is it basically just knock it down and start again?
So it really depends on the house and how bad the flood waters were. Most houses that have had a meter, even up to 2 meters of water in the house or somewhere in between, can actually be saved. You have to pull out all of the gyprock and a lot of the cabinets and the structure. But once you get the house down to the actual, to the bare bones, the bare studs, you can actually sanitize it, clean it for mold, and then a tradie can get in there and actually save it.
Yeah, and it's such a big job. And I think for so many people who are living in these areas, not only are they facing floods again, they're also facing them on the back of this pandemic, the stress of that. It's not an easy time to have to do this kind of work. What kind of sense are you getting from the community about how they're doing and how they just are from a personal perspective?
Yeah, that's actually something that we're seeing a lot of. You can really feel how heavy it is on people. You're right. Coming out of COVID and the pandemic, which was already such a hard 2 years for people. And now just on the back of having your entire home and all of your possessions destroyed by a flood, you can just tell that there's such a heaviness emotionally and spiritually on people that they're just having a really, really hard time. And on one hand, there's a strong resilience that you see people coming together, neighbors coming together, you know, mates helping mates, everyone coming together to work, which is like so incredible to see. And it's such a strong resilience in the community. But once you start talking to people about their personal experience, you just see the tears coming, and it's just so hard for people to go through this, especially on the backside of the pandemic.
It must mean so much to them, though, that you're there, that others are there actually helping them.
We see that so much. Pretty much every single area we're in, our volunteers are just so welcomed by people, and people say, you know, well, thank you so much for coming to help us. And it's actually really, really rewarding, I think, for our volunteers. But, you know, really what we try to do is just encourage people. We really want to let people know that they're not alone in this, and that their community will come around them, and that, you know, people that love them and care about them will come around them. Because I think the isolation is the hardest thing, of being able to, you know, lose pretty much everything you own or be displaced from your home, and just that feeling of isolation and the lack of community. So much of what we try to do, while we try to help them physically, it's just coming around them and making them feel loved and making them know that they're part of a community of people that actually truly care about them and want to see them get back up on their feet again.
Yeah. So what is it that keeps your mood high and that gives you hope through everything that you're seeing and the stories that you're hearing of people who have just lost so much?
So I'll tell you, it does get hard, you know, day after day of seeing the people, like the faces of people, and hearing their stories of just complete loss and devastation. It's really hard. It's really challenging for me, really challenging for our team. You know, as Samaritan's Purse, we are a Christian organization, and a lot of the hope that we have personally comes from our own faith and our own walk with the Lord, because a lot of times it's really hard to, you know, go into these situations without having some sense of hope yourself and some sense of being able to offer that to people. So really what we want to do is try to come in and, you know, when you're sitting with people, there's really no words that you can say. There's really nothing you can say to try to empathize with their situation. So you just try to be with them and let them know that they're loved and they're not alone, and let people tell their stories and just really sit alongside them. And that sense of community and feeling that connectedness to another person, I think that's what keeps our team going. And just knowing that there's a greater purpose in what we're doing. Yes, it's cleaning a house, and yes, it's cleaning up muck and flood stuff. But to be actually connect with that person and be able to see the relief and the hope in their eyes and be able to reconnect them with that. That's so incredible. That's really what keeps our spirits high.
Yeah. And of course, not all of us are going to be able to be there helping in the tangible, practical way that you and the team are. But all of us, of course, can be praying and supporting people in the ways that we can, even if it is from a distance. So how can people who want to pray for these people actually be praying? What would you suggest we ask for and what we do?
I think praying for them, praying for their physical needs is the one thing. You know, a lot of these people, they can't live in their home anymore, and they may be in a temporary evacuation center or a temporary place, but there's a lot of physical needs that actually still need to be met, because whatever housing situation they're in is probably going to be temporary, and that creates so much stress for them. If, you know, and just imagine, you know, having kids, having a family, trying to juggle, I mean, a job, all of this stuff, and not even knowing where you're going to be sleeping next week, because the temporary situation you're in could change. So that causes a lot of stress, and that stress can lead to broken relationships and to, you know, emotional struggles. So I would really just pray for that. Like, pray first of all for the physical needs for people, and then for the emotional and spiritual needs that result from something like this. If people want to physically get out and volunteer, we encourage that. We say that anybody can volunteer, and we really mean that. We have, you know, as young people and people bringing families coming, and then older people, it's not just all getting out heavy labor and heavy work. So much of what we do is just coming alongside of a person and helping them sweep, helping them mop, or honestly just sitting down and having tea and just hearing their story. It's the physical stuff, but it's also that emotional and spiritual support that people need as well. And so many of our volunteers are actually older people that show up thinking that, you know, there's nothing for them to do. And they just have such an amazing connection and such an amazing time with the homeowner. And the people that we're working with just love it so much. So, yeah.
Yeah, people do need that listening ear sometimes. It just makes the biggest difference. Daniel, thank you so much for your time tonight and for the work that you and your team are doing as well. Really appreciate it.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.